morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that central agencies like the Enforcement Directorate and CBI should be allowed to work independently and the government and politicians should not interfere in their functioning. During an interview with a private news channel, Modi said that they are just doing their work and even as a Prime Minister he has no right to interfere in the work of the ED. He said before 2014, the ED conducted only 84 searches and after 2014, a total of 7,000 searches were conducted, which shows the efficiency of this agency. In reply to another question, the Prime Minister said the model of his government is to empower every citizen of the country, especially the poor. He said it is the responsibility of the government to reduce the burden on the country's citizens. Senior NDPP leaders Nagaland Chief Minister Nipi Rio and Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang, along with other party leaders from Nagaland, yesterday campaigned for NPF candidate Kachoi Timothy Zimek for the Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency at Maram in Senapati District. Addressing the election rally, Chief Minister Nipi Rio said that NPF party is in Manipur to strengthen brotherhood of all Nagas. Urging the Nagas to unite, Rio said, "There can be no solution until people are united." Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang urged people to elect the NPF candidate for a peaceful solution and development. NPF candidate Kachoi Timothy Zimek said that if elected, he will work to solve the issues facing the state. NPF Legislature Party leader Kuzoluzo Ninu also addressed the rally. Four candidates, Kachoi Timothy Zimek of NPF, Alfred Kangam S. Arthur of Indian National Congress, and two independents are contesting for the Outer Manipur seat. 89 constituencies, including Outer Manipur, spread over 13 states, are going to the polls in the second phase on April 26. The Power Department has scheduled vegetation clearance and maintenance program of 33 kV, 66 kV and 132 kV transmission lines under Kohima Transmission Division from tomorrow till 20th May 2024. In this regard, the Office of the Executive Engineer, Transmission Division Kohima said that during this period, there will be total shutdown of power from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily to facilitate smooth execution of the activity, which is unavoidable. The areas to be affected during the clearance and maintenance exercise include Southern Angami, Northern Angami, Zubza and Lalmati under Kohima District, Phek and Kipiri Districts. All consumers and public in the affected areas have been requested to extend cooperation and bear the inconvenience during the shutdown period. Meanwhile, Executive Engineer Transmission Division Mokokchung Hekaito Asumi informed that vegetation clearance for 132 kV and 66 kV transmission lines under the Transmission Division Mokokchung will be carried out. As such, it is informed that there will be total shutdown of power supply from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. from April 25 to May 31 in areas covering Longleng, Mokokchung, Mon and Zunebodo districts. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has directed conduct of re-poll in 11 polling stations of Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. These polling stations are 7 in Imphal East District and 4 in Imphal West District. It was reported that voting in the 11 polling stations were disrupted due to violence, proxy voting and requested for re-poll in these polling stations. Mahavir Jayanti is being celebrated today with traditional religious fervor. On this auspicious occasion, the followers of Jainism will visit Jain temples and worship and also take out religious processions with the idol of Lord Mahavira. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 2550th Bhagwan Mahavir Nirvan Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Modi will also release a commemorative stamp and coin and also address the gathering on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the citizens, especially to the Jain community on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. In a message, the president said, "This festival gives us the message of love and peace." She said, "On this occasion, we should take a pledge to spread love and harmony in the society and work with dedication for the development of the nation." And that's all the news we have for you this morning. Have a nice day.